Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 253. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We're Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on?
Hanging out late night, but
it is a late night.
It is late.
We're accomplishing stuff.
Oh yeah,
is it the midnight hour yet?
Getting there,
burning the oil, the midnight oil,
something like that.
That's right.
35 minutes.
Ooh, we got to get through two more days this week, right?
It's only Wednesday. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Harrison has the senior awards on Friday, and we're supposed to go to a baseball game, and so we're obviously not going to the baseball game, but. Jenna, she was like, now don't forget, you got to be there at 6. And I'm like, I got to be there before 6. So it's like, I got to really keep a tight
Olivia,
schedule on Friday.
I've gotten emails about that. Mm-hmm. She's supposed to get, but I don't know if she's going or not because she hasn't responded.
I don't know. Yeah, they're supposed to dress up and they're supposed to, you know.
Oh, so are they?
Yeah.
I'm gonna text Amy and say, is Olivia going to be there? Because I'm not going to go there.
Jenna's wearing a dress. I'm like, oh, I guess I should probably, I'm not going to like dress up, but just, you know, look presentable anyway. I'm not going to be in my scrubs or anything, so.
I'm going to be just like, I'll have a baseball hat and sweatshirt on. I don't care.
That's all right.
Anyway, yeah, I know what you're talking about. So anyway, we just had a good guest chat.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Now we're to the mini. So this is what we do for our creepies because we love them. Truck along, no matter how late it is.
Yeah.
To the midnight.
All right. Well, let's get right to it then.
Okay.
If we can. Sean, what are we talking about?
This is my pick and it is a Sauerkraut cave. Sauerkraut, however you want to say
sauerkraut.
It. Sauerkraut.
When you sent me the list of your topics, I saw this and I went,
BS. This doesn't exist.
Again, I went, only Sean would have sauerkraut cave.
And I'm not a huge fan of sauerkraut either.
Ooh,
so that's
no,
the thing. I'm not,
I can't stand sauerkraut.
It's an acquired taste. It's a new thing for me.
Well, you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nate, what's wrong with you? Oh,
growing up, I cannot stand it. I tried it again in my older age. And I
taste
weirdly like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And this does, right. I would say this has nothing to do with sauerkraut, but it does. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Sauerkraut Cave.
Sauerkraut Cave is a historic limestone cave located in E.P. Tom Sawyer State Park in Louisville, Kentucky. Widely rumored to be one of the most haunted places in the state. Of course it is. The cave derives its name from the past use by the nearby Lakeland Asylum for the Insane, later called the Central Kentucky's Lunatic Asylum, as a cold storage facility for perishable goods, particularly large cans of sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut.
You guessed it. Yeah, there it comes.
Okay.
There it is.
All right. Why can't it be like cottage cheese cave? I love cottage cheese.
I don't know. They said cave is right underneath the asylum, basically. And they said that when inmates would escape, where do they go? They try to escape through here, or this is sometimes where they were disposed of. And so they got all kind of fantastic, or maybe not so fantastic, stuff down there.
Weird.
Besides
crazy.
Sauerkraut. Besides sauerkraut.
Like, yeah.
Nate's sauerkraut.
It's a cool autumn afternoon, and we're walking through the woods of E.P. Tom Sawyer Park behind the archery range. One of us keeps muttering, "We're going to die. This is how we die. I can't believe this is how we're going to die." We know this is an exact quote because we are taping the whole experience.
Oh my gosh.
We've heard there are ghosts in Sauerkraut Cave, and we've seen one. We want evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. Yeah.
It looks creepy, number one. I will say that. There's some graffiti all over it.
Oh, yeah. There's, yeah.
That's what people do, right? When they get bored.
Yeah, that drives me nuts, though.
I know.
It does.
It's disrespectful.
Whether it's a tunnel, a cave, a whatever,
I like graffiti
building.
Art. Like when people do art and like make it look really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's
just a random, like just
to destroy something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So really real quick, coming off that first paragraph, it says, we've heard about a series of underground spaces, caves, and tunnels in the Louisville area, some built before the days of Prohibition, in order to move shipments from the docks into downtown buildings without braving the streets. Some used by bootleggers to smuggle contraband between the city and the river, some simply used for storage. We first heard about Sauerkraut Cave on a Reddit thread, and decided it would be the first stop on our tour of the Louisville Underground. So that intrigues me, the Louisville Underground.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Super creepy, right?
I think they have a huge mine that obviously...
Mine?
that they don't use anymore, but they have like underground zip lining and drive through.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Like Christmas Park.
And, yeah, we've wanted to do that for a long time. They have a Christmas lights tour through that. So yeah, it does sound really cool.
Hmm.
So yeah, they got a lot of underground stuff. And I mean, Mammoth Cave,
yeah, too. Which is
I would love to see that
fully explored, awesome. Right?
Yeah, I would love to see that.
The site's paranormal reputation stems from the abusive history of the asylum, which operated on the land from 1873 to 1986. That is a long span.
Wait, say it again.
It said from 1873
okay.
to 1986.
Okay. I thought, you know me. I thought you said 19. I was like, sometimes 13 years? That's not
right. Yeah. No, right. Sometimes okay. I get those years wrong. It happens. While guided tours are occasionally offered during Halloween, the cave is generally closed to the public due to the safety concerns such as flooding, tight spaces, and wildlife. Ooh, there you go. A bear rips off your face. The site remains a significant part of Louisville's dark history, sitting beneath a park that once was the grounds of an overcrowded and mistreated mental institution.
Hmm.
Yikes.
Hmm. Yeah. Anytime you've got an asylum, bad things happen. Such as reports of ice baths, electric shock therapy, lobotomies, ill treatment, wrongful death, and escapes run through the history of this hospital.
Uh-uh. Yep. There was that we were talking about. So tragic escapes is one of the things. Inmates allegedly used the cave's underground tunnels to attempt escape. Many froze to death or drowned in the dark, flooded passages without modern equipment. Hidden deaths. Rumors persist that the cave was used to bury bodies or hide the remains of patients who died within the facility. This one's sad. Infanticide.
Infanticide
legends. A grim local legend claims pregnant female inmates were taken to the cave to give birth, with their infants subsequently disposed of or abandoned, leaving the mothers to return to their rooms empty-handed. And of course, paranormal activity, what we're all here for. Visitors and ghost hunters report ghostly voices, strange visions, cold spots, and the feeling of being watched, particularly in the brick-lined sections of the cave.
That's terrible about the mothers.
I know.
That is heartbreaking.
Isn't that awful? Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, and who knows how many of them got pregnant.
Right.
Don't want to know.
Yeah.
Whatever happened in Sauerkraut Cave seems to have left a sad and dark impression in the property. People who have been there have claimed to hear voices talking, as well as strange noises. Some have claimed to see the apparition of a man, as well as feeling like...
get it out. Get it into the midnight hour.
And also the feeling like they're being watched.
Yeah. I just lost my place. I do that. I've been doing that a lot.
That's okay.
Here we go. Today the cave, like you said, Sean, is covered in graffiti and surrounded by tales of paranormal activity. Price told us he's tagged along for several paranormal investigations. It's quoted as saying paranormal investigators say it's kind of a sad place. There's people trapped there, spirits trapped there. There's a man who's angry and they say he's not letting any of the other spirits go. Seems like we've heard that before. Like there's always like a
dominant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The most recent paranormal investigation was done a few days before our visit by a company called Sirius Paranormal. Said the entire investigation can be accessed online here. Okay. Says photographs have been taken in the cave that show a big man with a burly beard, an angry man leaning against the tiles, says Price. But there's a lot of water vapor in the cave, which can cause distortions in pictures like orbs. So
that's creepy.
All kinds of stuff going on in there.
I like the way this describes it. This is a great setup. It's, if you were able to take a stroll around E.P. Tom Sawyer Park, which I love that name, you would see a familiar and comforting scene of family barbecues, picnics, dog walkers, joggers, dozens of baseball fields, and countless excited children running around the grounds in a terrain rich with playgrounds. You scan faces and see the smiles of loved ones gathered together. A place built around fun, peace, and relaxation. Not a single soul would ever know. See, not a single soul would ever know that they are standing on the very grounds of a former torture asylum. I don't like the way that sounds, but an asylum filled with disturbing secrets, distressed souls, and murder. You keep strolling and find yourself at a popular archery range. You gaze a bit further behind the range and you spot a faint, thin dirt trail. You almost missed it, covered by ancient burly trees obscuring the path into the dark and foggy woods. But you descend on it into the unknown, down a path heavy with numerous unsightly spider webs that threaten the way. Perhaps a warning of what lies ahead. Gosh, I can't read this. The soothing trickle of a creek bed is heard nearby. Just a little further, you round a corner, and as if it's almost calling out for you, it appears. A ginormous opening on the side of the hill with nothing but pitch blackness is encouraging you to take a step inside. Graffiti covers almost every inch of the old brick and pillars. Echoes of the past whisper out as you feel hidden eyes following your every move. Welcome to the hidden Sauerkraut Cave. One of Louisville's most disturbing true horror stories lies ahead. That is a great introduction to it.
Guess so. It gets decent reviews on TripAdvisor. This one's 3 out of 5. This one's 4 out of 5. 4.5. This one gives 5. So another like 5. A lot of fours and fives. So says it's beautiful around, you know, that just that general area. Sightseeing is, you know.
The park itself is 550 acres.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It's a huge park, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has like RC plane runway area. Oh. It has a lot of different amenities.
It was back in the day. It wasn't a gorgeous state park. It says the park was originally a parcel of land given to a Virginia militia officer who fought in the French and Indian War by the name of Isaac Haight in 1773. while living on the land, Haight also ran a mill simply known as, you guessed it, Haight's Mill. But he was unfortunately killed by Native Americans in 1794 after an attack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I would like to check this place out, though.
They have a Derby BMX track.
No.
Pickleball courts.
Of course.
Tennis courts. Softball fields.
That cracks me up.
What else they got out here? Fields.
Field fields.
A pool.
Mm-hmm.
Activities building. Possibly indoor softball field.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then
it's gotta be big.
River City Radio Controllers Club with a runway.
Oh, wow.
Derby Disc Golf Park. Urban Astronomy Center. Soccer fields. What else they got here? It's a pretty cool little park. Well, not little. It's pretty big, actually. Yeah. Bunch of other, like you can see the painted lines, but I don't know exactly what they play or do on those fields.
Huh.
You said fields. It made me think when we went to Kings Island this last week, they have that lane of like carnival type, you know, games that you can play.
Mm-hmm.
And I was laughing with the boys. We were walking along and it said, you know, there's a place where it says games. I mean, it just says games. And I don't remember that. And I said, guys, with all these games, if you could name something like that, what would you call it? And they were like, I don't know. And then one of the boys looked up and goes, games. And I said, it's like the most generic name, you know.
Yeah.
Like, games. It's called games.
It looks like they have during spooky season, Grim Trails Haunted Attraction.
Nice.
And it's just off to the side of the cave.
That would make it even spookier. Right?
Might be able to sneak off.
Hmm.
Go check out the cave.
I say we check it out.
It says the asylum itself was originally built to house 1,500 people, but by the 1940s, there were 2,400 people.
Yeah, I saw patients. That.
And completely understaffed and overworked, of course. That's how you get hell on earth, right, in these places.
It's the same story every time.
Yep.
Leads to poor overwork, care, extremely horrible living conditions, a haunted cave underneath. Yep, the whole thing.
Poor. I wonder how far it's from Waverly. I wonder how far it's from. Cause
it's not too far. It's on, Louisville has, its loop system. Like mm-hmm. we have 465. Oh, yeah. They have 265, and it's on the northeast side of Louisville. And then Waverly is on the south side.
Yeah, I do remember that because when we drove there, I remember when you got off on the exit.
Yep. Yep. So it's on the south. Okay. Basically, they're catty corner.
Gotcha.
This park is to the northeast and Waverly's to the southwest.
22.3 miles is what this says.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From another nearby
home. Louisville, I'm telling you, Louisville's got a lot of, I mean, just creepy places.
It's on the river.
Yeah.
So you get limestone and water.
Well, Jerry Pauly, he was from Louisville, mm-hmm. and he took... who did he take? He went, because they have a historical downtown, you know, all the buildings, and a lot of them are supposed to be haunted. They've got a lot of haunted history and just history, period. But I can't remember who he took a tour. Anyway, yeah, Louisville's got a lot of stuff, and they got a lot of tours that you can do, a lot of walking tours, ghost tours, and stuff. So. What else we got on Sauerkraut Cave?
I'm not hungry for sauerkraut.
No, I'm not.
I'm not. No,
nope. That's a definite. No.
But we're going, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll go. Yeah, it's an interesting name. So I was like, what kind of, Sauerkraut Cave. Okay. I trusted you.
And aren't you glad you did? I had to look it up
and go, yeah, there's a sauerkraut cave. Aren't you glad you did?
It's real.
It is. All right. Well, if there's anything else, or if there's not, then Nate can help us get out of here. What you got for us, Nate?
I am hungry. I want a sausage or sauerkraut. So,
oh, there you go.
That's a wrap.
Ooh, man. This awful sounds.
Not so much.
No. It sounds terrible.
You don't like fermented cabbage?
Oof. No. No. That and the coleslaw.
Not so much on that. Coleslaw's
good, too.
Man. Terrible. Mm-hmm. Slaw. Hey, I'm hungry. I want some slaw. All right. Thanks, Nate, for that. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 253 and our discussion on Sauerkraut Cave. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.